Yes, my guy.
Say if you had some swampy land and wanted to get the water off it, you'd say you wanted to.
It has to be drained.
Okay. What would you dig to drain the water off?
Ditches.
And say if there had been a heavy rain, you'd say the water cut out a little.
Ditch, ravine.
Okay. What is a ravine deeper than a ditch, or is it?
Well, a ravine. Well, I think a ravine, in my way, it is a continuous situation. And a ditch would be something that was a temporary. It can be made. A ravine, most times, it's made by nature. And a ditch is something that can is most times made by man.
Is a ravine very deep, or?
It doesn't necessarily have to be, or it can be.
Uh-huh.
But it's a contributory to the main body.
Uh-huh. It has water?
Water.
Water down.
Right.
And if you had some water flowing along, you call that a.
Running water.
Or that would be a little.
Well, it can be a creek,
Uh-huh.
spring.
What about something smaller than a creek?
Well, it's a bow.
A bow smaller than a creek?
Yeah.
What about something larger than a creek?
River.
Okay.
Lake.
Say if you had a stream flowing along and then the water dropped off, went on over, that'd make a.
Like Niagara Falls.
Okay, you'd call that a.
Waterfall.
And a place along the river where boats can stop and freight's unloaded.
Dock.
What are some of the streams or.
Dock or poach.
Huh?
A poach.
Uh-huh.
A dock or a port.
What's the difference?
Well, a dock is where boats can be tied up. A port has the facilities for unloading and loading.
It's a bigger.
Bigger operation.
What are some of the names of the streams or creeks in this area?
Mississippi River, St. Catherine Creek, Homochitl River. Those are most impressive ones.
And a small rise in land would be called a.
A small rise in land.
Would be a little.
Hill.
Okay. Any other name for that? And to open the door, you'd take hold of the door.
Knob.
What's that?
No knob.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use that word knob talking about land?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And something much bigger than a hill would be a.
Mountain.
Okay. And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp would be the. Say it comes out like this. You'd say somebody jumped over the.
Cliff.
Huh?
Cliff.
Okay. And talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several.
Cliffs.
Okay. And gunfighters, for every man they'd kill, they'd cut a little.
Notch.
Okay. And, what different kinds of roads do you have around here?
You have a hard surface road.
Right.
Made out of asphalt. You have concrete roads.
Mm-hmm.
You have gravel and dirt.
Little road that goes off the main road. You'd call that a.
Side.
Hmm?
Side road.
Okay. And a road that turns off the public road and goes up to a man's house would be a.
Private road.
Okay. What about a road that has trees or a fence on both sides?
Shady drive or lane. I think a lane would be in better times. I don't know what you have there. You have lane there?
A lane has to have trees.
Not necessarily, but you would think in terms of this being fence on each side and trees over. You said that it went down the lane. I guess that would be the best terminology I could give for it.
Okay. And something along the side of the street for people to walk on is the.
Sidewalk?
Okay. Now there's a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street.
Neutral. Ground, neutral ground.
Okay. And say if you were walking along and an animal jumped out and scared you, you'd say, I picked up a.
Well, if I picked up something, I'd say I picked up something. But if
and
you.
I
if he frightened me,
uh-huh.
I would just tell him, if you just don't let the land run out, I'll take care of myself.
Okay. Well, say...
Picked up a rock. I picked up a rock.
And I...
Through.
Okay. Would you ever use any other word besides through? Chunked or flung or pitched? Or?
Well, I mean, you know, commonly I've heard people use the word chunked, but it's not really a word itself, see, and I refrain from using something I know it really hasn't a meaning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and no one answered, you'd say, I guess he's not...
at home.
Okay. And if someone was walking in your direction, you'd say he's coming straight?
Well, I would say he's approaching me.
Or he's coming straight.
Straight toward.
Okay.
Toward.